Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's the B, the R, the O, the O, K. L-Y-N is the place where I stay. The B, take it all, the O, the O, K. Best in the world in all USA. It's the B, take it all, the
O, K. Do those eight letters matter when you're looking at store shelves? The B to the R, the O, the O, K, L-Y-N, does it make a difference? There's a new certification program out there to make sure that products trying to cash in on Brooklyn Cool are actually from, you know, Brooklyn. Carlos Ashura is president of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. They are administering the new Brooklyn-made certification, a program developed in concert with the students at NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. Carlos Ashura, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. I just tweeted, you know you make the big time when Brian Lehrer is interested in something you're doing. So we're excited.
Well, why does the world need an official certification for things made in Brooklyn?
You know what happened? Brooklyn has become the hot word all across the world. China, Amsterdam, Italy, New Jersey, Queens. I mean, you name it, everyone's interested in Brooklyn, but everyone's using the name Brooklyn. But what about those that are actually in Brooklyn, creating in Brooklyn, manufacturing in Brooklyn, and creating jobs and paying taxes in Brooklyn? So the certification is really meant to say, hey, if you're really in Brooklyn and you're really doing Brooklyn the right way, we want the world to know you're real.
So as the Chamber of Commerce, this helps Brooklyn businesses get a leg up. But are there any egregious examples you want to cite, like stuff trying to cash in on the Brooklyn brand that's very clearly not from Brooklyn that kind of makes you cringe?
I mean, look, Brooklyn Bagel, which, by the way, has very good bagels. They're in Manhattan. They're in some other places. They're not made in Brooklyn. You know, you go to Florida. There's some places in South Florida where there are a lot of Brooklynites, I might add. And there's all these Brooklyn labels in restaurants and bars. Brooklyn Pub in Europe. I mean, these things are all over the place, Brian. They don't have anything to do with Brooklyn other than the name. So we got to make sure that the businesses in Brooklyn who are choosing to do their work here have someone behind them that's saying, you're making it in Brooklyn, we're going to make sure people know you are Brooklyn.
So this conversation lives somewhere between flattery and intellectual property theft.
I think so. I mean, look, what do they say the highest form of flattery is? We know that. Clearly, Brooklyn is hot. The brand is hot. Everybody wants to be here. By the way, if you're under 30, you don't want to live in Manhattan anymore. You're clearly in Brooklyn. Immigrants from all over the world. So it's a hot brand. Let's make sure those that are working it are the ones benefiting from the hot brand.
All right, listeners, anyone out there behind a product that's Brooklyn made, 212-433-WNYC, are you cashing in on Brooklyn Cool? But having an official designation, help your brand, 212-433-9692 for any makers out there based in Brooklyn. How much does the Brooklynness of your product matter to the people you're selling to, or anything else you want to say about what it means to make something that is Brooklyn made? 212-433-9692 for the president of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, Carlos Ashura. How does the certification work?
Yeah, so iBrooklyn.com/Brooklyn Made is the website. iBrooklyn.com/Brooklyn Made. You just go on it. You have fun, and you apply. So far, we've gotten 26 businesses that have applied. Now, Brian, I would love to tell you the businesses, but I can't yet because they haven't been certified. But I'll give you this. Of the 26 applications that we have in hand, 15 are food, which is very exciting. The rest are furniture design and a couple of construction supply companies. So pretty interesting. You go, you apply, and then there will be an advisory panel made up of an independent jury. I'm not on the jury, by the way, so that's a good thing. An independent jury that will meet on August 12th, and they will go through it. And there will be a full criteria. The base is you have to be a legal business headquartered in Brooklyn, making at least one of your products in Brooklyn. And then from there we go. Are you bronze, are you silver, or are you gold certified?
So somebody raised to me the curious question of perhaps the first business that's going to come to people's mind, Brooklyn Brewery. Because they're building the next plant in Staten Island, and their beer is already manufactured largely upstate, I understand. And I know they've been a key part of the rise of Brooklyn's food industry. I've been there, great place. They make great stuff. But would Brooklyn Brewery qualify for Brooklyn-made certification under the criteria you just laid out?
So, look, I will say this. Brooklyn Brewery is one of the chamber's best members. Brooklyn Brewery, in many ways, kicked off the renaissance of made in Brooklyn, of beverages and food made in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn Brewery will always be Brooklyn. Now, they can enjoy their little visit to Staten Island. The way we want Brooklyn products all over the world, we also want them on the North Shore in Staten Island. So we're happy about that. I can't really say yet in terms of the actual Brooklyn-made label, because the advisory board needs to meet and look at all criteria. But to us, Brooklyn Brewery will always be the heart and soul of Brooklyn.
Stephanie in Clinton Hill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. First-time caller.
Glad to have you.
I just wanted to bring up a company that I'm a furniture maker in Brooklyn, but have always noticed Brooklyn Industries, and I've worked in the same warehousing building as them, et cetera, capitalizing on the Brooklyn name, but not manufacturing in Brooklyn. And I was wondering if they would, because they provide warehousing and do have offices in Brooklyn, if they would actually qualify, even though their manufacturing is not actually taking place in Brooklyn. It's actually taking place overseas.
That's interesting because, you know, Stephanie has taken advantage here of the opportunity. We invited people to call about their own Brooklyn-made products, and she's also challenging somebody else's cred. So do you have an answer
Stephanie,
for her, Carlo?
Good. So, hi, Stephanie. First of all, have you done Brooklyn Designs yet?
We have actually participated in a show in Manhattan, and we are aware of Brooklyn
Boo.
Designs. Yeah.
You need to be in Brooklyn Designs, Mother's Day weekend 2015. So
Thanks.
Make sure you apply. So good question about Brooklyn Industries. Again, the baseline criteria is you have to be a business headquartered in Brooklyn, and at least one of your products has to be made in Brooklyn. So I'm not really sure the logistics of Brooklyn Industries. I know they're a great company. They're opening stores all across the borough. But they have to make at least one of their items in Brooklyn to be Brooklyn-made.
Right. All right. Stephanie, you're not going to get a live, real-time judgment on the air, it looks like.
All right.
But I guess they're going to take a look.
Well, we're going to look, Stephanie. Good point.
Thank you very much. Michael in Marine Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Carlos. This is Michael from Joe Mart Chocolates.
And hi, Joe. We love Joe Mart Chocolate.
Thank you, Carlos. I'm thrilled to hear this conversation taking place because I've been watching the Brooklyn brand get diluted all over the place, and unfortunately there are a lot of bad players out there who make nothing in Brooklyn, but they just make Brooklyn part of their name to capitalize on what all of us have been doing in my family's case now three generations. So I basically just want to say thank you for what you're doing. This is a very important subject for all of us.
All right.
And Brian, I have to say Joe Mart, I'm going to give a little secret out, is on the list of 26 applicants.
And Michael, good luck out there. And maybe I'll get out there and taste the chocolate. Sarah.
Oh, you need to.
At the Brooklyn Navy Yard. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Carlos. Thanks for taking
Sarah.
My call. I am the marketing director at a company called iStone in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and we make recycled glass and concrete countertops. We've been doing this for about 10 years, actually a little bit more than 10 years, and we recently applied for the Brooklyn Made label as well. Over the last 5 years or so, we've seen such an incredible emphasis on products that are manufactured in America. And there are so many people now putting together websites, directories for homeowners and contractors to find those products. So I think having a Made in Brooklyn label is going to do the same thing. And the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce has been doing a fantastic job really getting the word out there. And I think we're going to see a lot of benefits for our business once it's approved, once we get that label.
Sarah, that would mean, let me ask Sarah a follow-up question first. That would mean you think there's a market out there. You think Brooklynites are going to respond to this Brooklyn-made label and say, hey, enough people are going to make a conscious decision to favor those products that it's going to matter to your profit, right?
Definitely, Brian. I think the same way that people now are asking more questions about where their food comes from, where their clothing is made, they're going to be looking for those labels that tell them where their products are made, especially those like iStone, which is a kitchen countertop that you're eating off of and working on. It's becoming more important to people to know where their products come from, and the label is going to help them figure that out.
Carla?
And Sarah, you know we love you at the Chamber.
Actually,
while you're talking, I'm realizing I'm building a new house in Diker Heights, Brooklyn, and clearly you're going to have to do my countertops.
Absolutely.
Brian, you know I'm going to have a Made in Brooklyn house. So I'll invite you over for Sunday dinner, meatballs and pasta.
If the meatballs, if the cows, you know, are raised in Brooklyn and the wheat for the pasta.
The pasta will be made in Brooklyn. The bread will be made in Brooklyn. I'm not sure about the cows, though.
Sarah, thank you. Good luck
Thanks,
out there.
Sarah.
And Carla, before you go, just tell people again the website.
iBrooklyn.com/BrooklynMade. iBrooklyn.com/BrooklynMade. These will be revolving applications. Remember, Brooklyn, you have to be a Brooklyn-based business making at least one of your products in the greatest county in America.
Carlos Cesura, president of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce with a new Brooklyn-made label certification. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget our Throwback Thursday clip where you can hear me interviewing Ira Glass in 1997 on Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC.